Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, a lot of conversation about the Ring of Honor there. DeAndre Hopkins seemed to, on a podcast, seemed to not be sure if he deserved to be in, and seems like that's also the feeling that's held on the amongst the people on the text line. A lot of people in a lot of different places. And then obviously when we were talking, I was just trying to probe out, like, where do we set the standard? Where do we set the line, both as a player and as a human? Because that seems to matter to some degree to the Texans just as an organization. We know that that's kind of how they built teams for a good amount of time. And from the 832, you don't put people who were never all pro or pro bowlers into the Ring of Honor. What are we talking about? Owen Daniels, no, please stop
true.
It.
That's not true.
And I don't, like, I think that's the thing about the Ring of Honor is it has.
It's not the Hall of Fame.
It's a different meaning to some degree. You want great players in there, don't get me wrong. Man. But I also think with Owen Daniels, the reason why I entertained it is that's a different time in the period of this organization.
You're great on a curve.
Yeah. And then right now as we speak, was that the best tight end? Is he still the best tight end in history of the Texans?
I don't think it's even close. That's what I'm saying. It's not even close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think if the Houston Texans decide to honor him and come to him with this, he's the best tight end in franchise history right now.
Yeah. But I think the thing that you also want to be careful about is not, I guess, and maybe this is why they've been selective early, is that you don't want to get years down the road and go, look at all those great names, and, oh, how did that guy get in there? Because one of those ways, the ways that I look at that, and maybe I'll put the doll in the helmet if I need to, is, you know, going and covering the Dallas Mavericks when I was up there. You're like, hey, Roe Blackman. Oh, yeah, real good. Brad Davis, huh?
Yeah.
Because Brad Davis is the first one to go to win. It's just like, yeah, that one feels like.
But you're getting on a curve there, too.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're a Mavericks fan and you remember that time, if he had some special moments there.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
Then it's like, okay.
No,
I can understand it. We won't understand it from the outside.
It's not the Hall of Fame. But that's all you need to know.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, we might have to circle back around to that at a different point. But, shout out to all you guys getting involved in the program. 713-572-4610 is the text line. Also, the Twitch and the YouTube. And one thing I will remind you to get involved with as well is if you're out and about on a Friday, get in touch with the Crawfish Tour, the Drives Crawfish Tour, stop number 10 out there at, oh, my goodness. And, of course, the name leaves me as soon as.
Christian's Tailgate.
Christian's Tailgate. There we go. Yep. Christian's Tailgate in the Energy Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to remember that because it's going to my GPS here in about an hour when I'm headed out there to go get me some mud bugs myself. So make sure you go out and see the fellas out there at Christian's Tailgate Energy Corridor right there off of Highway 6. But we've been doing today a segment that you've entitled, You Good With It?
Yeah, and I was actually very proud that I spelled with W-I-D. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I started to take that out of the podcast, man.
Do that.
Like, this looks stupid.
This is silly.
But I'm like, you know what?
I was proud of myself.
I made sure I put your name right next to it.
Lopez, is that AP style? You put sick right next to it?
Yeah.
Do you even get that joke?
Yes.
Figgy, is that too very much journalism?
Yeah. But I was proud of myself. Are you good with it?
Are you good with it? All right. There's been lists coming out, and you know, we're trying to see if there's
lots of lists.
We're trying to see if there's disrespect in it as it comes to the Texans. And in the first two instances,
first two were the team
rankings and cornerbacks. I felt like there was disrespect.
In as much as the team was ranked, we're not going to rehash that because I got three more coming.
17th,
and the cornerbacks were. I was okay with it. I don't know. I guess I was good with it.
I seen another group of them grading the whole PFF, grading the whole, I guess, the whole secondary.
Okay.
In general. It was like five Houston Texans there. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you
expect? And Lassiter was 31?
Yeah, so.
Lassiter was 31 of cornerbacks.
Yeah, it was like five of them, man.
And then Derek Stingley was ranked fifth out of cornerbacks behind the likes of Patrick Surtain. And Sauce Gardner, who was one, which that was the one that was a little uncomfortable. You have him, like, even if you had him above Derek Stingley, having them close would have made some sense to me. Having them four spots apart, man.
And Lassiter was 31. All right, so I got three more lists. You want what I feel might be the good vibes, or you want the ones that we need to talk about?
I want some good vibes because the first two made me upset.
All right. The latest list, and these are all, by the way, since OTAs have started.
Recent.
And this one is best edge defender rankings.
Okay. I'm going to be good with it.
Top 32.
Go ahead and stretch out. Let me get ready to be good with it.
I'll go through these. Stop me.
We should be top five for sure, right?
100%. Miles Garrett is number one. This is players.
Oh, individual. Yeah.
Oh, individual.
Edge defender.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were talking about edge defender.
I thought you were talking about
pairings. Yeah, I was like, if we're talking tandems.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We're talking individual. Okay. Number one, Miles Garrett.
Not mad at that by any means.
Micah Parsons.
Not mad at that by any means.
T.J. Watt.
Understandable.
Nick Bosa.
All right. I get these to there.
Aiden Hutchinson is five.
Okay.
Six is Max Crosby.
All right. I could get some names in here soon. But
I'm actually
I get why.
Okay with I'm actually okay given what they've done.
I'd be fine.
For sure.
I'd be fine if somebody was on the test was eighth.
I'm actually good with seven. Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
17 and a half sacks, man.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard
to argue. He probably could be a little higher, to be honest.
Yeah, he could. Okay, so here's where you start looking for names like Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
Which is funny because I was trying to think to myself, which one do I put up first of those two?
Well, stay tuned. Eight is Jared Verse from the Rams.
Okay. All right. He's been very good early.
Nine is Will Anderson.
There we go. Okay, so Will above Danielle Hunter. How do we feel about that? Because I was trying to, like, he especially younger, like, a little bit more raw, but still, like, I think the upside is still there in a great way for Will Anderson Jr. But Danielle Hunter was, like, steady, incredibly steady. Like, he is a fully actualized version of the football player that he is. How did you feel about Will Anderson being above Danielle
Hunter? Not only did I like it, I think it was probably, understandable. I think he does so much. Now, look, we all know Danielle Hunter is oftentimes underrated or forgotten, however you want to put it. But I think he does deserve there. Number 10, Khalil Mack, L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
11, Josh Allen from the Jaguars.
All right.
I mean, if they graded him against Texans in Texans games only, he'd be like two. He's really good. Number 12, Danielle Hunter. Behind Josh Allen and Khalil Mack, and just three spots.
Man who had the same number of sacks, although in a few more games than Micah Parsons. More sacks than T.J. Watt this past season as well.
Yeah.
I feel like T.J. might be a little too high on this list, to be honest.
He's got a big...
I don't know about being third.
But he's just regarded.
And he has bona fides. Yeah. He has the defensive player of the year.
I think it's the last name, to be honest with you.
Could be what he's got his own. He's got his own stuff working as well. All right, so we're good with this list, right? Two in the top 12?
I don't think I can get myself to being particularly mad.
I'm okay
about
with
this list.
All right, let's go to NFL offensive lines.
Uh-oh.
Are we ready for that?
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm just curious as to where they have this.
All right, let's get to the offensive lines here. And it starts with the number one offensive line, Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
A little bit of a surprise to me, but they're really, really good.
They have been putting some good together there.
Baltimore Ravens, too.
Yeah. Wait, Ravens, too?
Ravens, too.
Okay.
Offensive line, very good pass and run blocking. They get into some advanced stats as well. The Ravens ranked 26th overall in pressure rate, 22nd against the blitz.
Yeah, that pressure rate's kind of interesting now, ain't it?
Yeah.
Especially with Lamar kind of, one, holding the ball a good amount, which we saw last year. That kind of got him in trouble turning the ball over, getting, you know, getting those strip sacks that happened, but then also his ability to evade. But all right, cool.
All right, I'm going to have to take a deep breath here. 3 Tampa Bay, 4 Buffalo, 5 Detroit, 6 Arizona, 7 Commanders. They talk about the Laramie Tunsil edition. 8 Packers, 9 Vikings, 10 Falcons, 11 Eagles, 12 Chiefs.
11 Eagles, huh?
13, yeah, that surprised me a
little bit. Are they doing well, the Mekhi Becton gone, and what happens? Like, is that what's happening there?
Yeah, let me see what they're talking about here with the Eagles. Yeah, a little unfair is what they're saying, but at the same time, yeah, they're talking about all that stuff.
With Mekhi leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just
that feels pretty low for an offense that we've given. I mean, that they was about to change a whole play behind that because that offensive line was supposedly too good at pushing and mushing up front.
And I take you to we're gonna advance the conversation.
We're skipping
here a
forward.
Bit. We're skipping.
We
forward.
Can't read all the names.
We're going to 32.
How many teams are there?
32. Houston Texans.
Okay. Man. Okay.
Dude.
I mean, they were terrible last year.
Yeah.
I cannot blame them for being in that place.
Yeah.
But this is after OTAs, and this is after we've started kind of trying to piece together what this offense
They actually tried to give the Texans some credit. The first part of it is how bad the Texans were. C.J. Stroud's propensity to hold the ball didn't help.
Oh, now that pops up? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. The line struggled with the run game. And then they go, I'll just read this part. Trading Laramie Tunsil to the Commanders only serves to hurt this line further. They now need to make improvements across the line, starting with adding a left tackle they can trust to block the blind side. The Texans then traded, obviously Kenyon Green. The arrival of Ed Ingram is an important is an improvement on some of those losses. But this line, but this line is at least a left tackle away from getting off the bottom of the list. Trading out to get Jaden Higgins, finally taking alignment at 48, trading up for Tay Ursary, highly experienced player, but they're just saying that it ain't there yet.
I don't
32.
I don't know how much I trust this person's valuation of these things. Because, like,
Pro Football Network, by the way.
Yeah, this I don't think I'm with it just off of the idea of some. I mean, also, when you start talking to acquisitions, and I didn't hear Cam Robinson's name come up, but I did hear you mention Ed Ingram. That makes me wonder how much.
Yeah.
You
didn't like the way he went there?
I was like, and it's just like, it feels like I don't know how tapped in you are to all of this, per se. But I do think that if you do have any level of value in this list, I think you step up and you go, when the question comes up of how much could it possibly be worse than last year, the answer might not be no, but then what could it look like on the other side of that? I think is a question. And at least this person viewing it, which I definitely I don't think I would have gone 32. However, to be fair, I have not done the work of like ranking the whole league and going through it. So maybe if I got there, it'd be in a different place. But yeah, man, the idea that is it definitely going to be much better? There are some people at least that look at it and go, no, worse than the league.
Still. I think looking on the outside in, I think it's kind of fair because if you look at how bad it was last year and you take away your star left tackle, then it's like, man, I feel like that's kind of accurate a little bit.
The Texans won't be ranked anywhere, no matter who does it, higher than the bottom third of the league.
Yeah. No,
it's
going to have to be
a prove it. Yeah, they got to prove it, man.
I think what just hits you different is that they got them DFL. You know, like, they got them 32nd.
I know what you mean.
Oh, you do?
It took me a second. I was like, what?
Quarterback rankings.
Okay.
This one was made, I know I made note, June 5th, yesterday. This was updated. 1, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
2, Joe Burrow, I found interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. 3, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
4, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so we're really going like recently what's been going and maybe even a lean towards production as opposed to just kind of like the general who do we think is nebulous best. Because I think even then, we start talking about best quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes' name is still going to pop up first.
Yeah.
But last year he was kind of in that role of being like 4th or 5th production-wise.
5th is Jaden Daniels. Oh, Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
This is so much less.
That's a lot of love. The thing is, I'm not even mad at him. I know. Man, because we were sitting here, you know, with the pom-poms last season about how he was top five or
something. Sure we were.
So I can't
Is he top five? Oh, yeah.
I can't even be mad at it.
But the question then is, do you think that he lives up to it in a way that, I guess, if you look from a national perspective, they would say that CJ did not live up to the pom-pom hype that we had last
season? Man, he is getting it. He is
Six
is Jared Goff. Jalen Hurts, 7.
God, the Jared Goff love is so interesting to me.
I love 8. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
I've had to eat my words on Baker Mayfield a few times.
Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert, 9. Matthew Stafford, 10.
Justin Herbert, 9 is going to make
sure. Are y'all sitting down? No, Figgy's not sitting
really
down.
Really mad.
Are y'all sitting down?
Really mad.
11. Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh,
I told you to sit down. Oh, I told you to sit down.
Goodness gracious.
What? I need to get to where CJ is and understand what
they say about Tua. The only doubt about Tua's career is whether he can stay healthy.
Injury.
Yeah, is whether he can stay healthy.
I think there's some other, I guess, questions that you throw up there, which is how much of a scheme can you build with the particular strength of his arm or the demonstrated strength of his arm?
Or put him in some weather under 50 degrees.
Fair. What they noted is when healthy, he's become one of the most accurate passers in the NFL, finished with a league-high 72.9% completion rate last season.
Also true.
Yeah.
12. Also true.
Dak Prescott. 13, Brock Purdy. We're into the 14s now.
This is incredible.
Kyler Murray.
Okay.
I'm
at this point, I just want to hear what they have to say about CJ.
Exactly.
No, because I think that this is going to be another one of those, like, how much are you actively close enough to CJ Stroud in his game in order to feel the things that we have as positive?
15, Jordan Love. 16, Aaron Rodgers. 17, CJ Stroud.
Is this the same people that did the first one? They were just like, the Texans go at 17. 17th best quarterback is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Especially if you were looking at this offensive line, I think everybody did, and said that offensive line was really, really bad. Mm-hmm. To see a team then that put up any offense whatsoever, and also you definitely looked at Justin Herbert and had some love for him. Did you watch the game in which they were played against him where C.J. Stroud was out there doing what he could to keep this thing going?
You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. I think you could argue he had a better season last year in terms of how he played in his circumstance.
Lopez, did you find the bad list in order to make me mad?
No. What I was looking for, I did the old news search, the most recent posts, and then I searched them, and I was like, this is the only one of all the ones where I was like, damn.
Man, that's, again, another place of, and I'm not trying to do this to just, like, you know, drink the Kool-Aid per se. This is pretty patently disrespectful. Like, just
I mean, I'm not arguing.
And it's all Bobby's fault, man.
Man, Bobby.
So
Bobby.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to need to be a year of prove it on multiple levels, clearly, because from a larger perspective, there is a lot of doubt that has crept in when it comes to this offense all the way around. And I guess where the issues lie, because, I mean, obviously we've looked at it and we've put a lot on Bobby Slowick and the schemes that he's done, and obviously the offensive line, the lack of ability being able to do that, putting guys in the wrong positions to succeed, or not putting them in the position to succeed rather. But man, I thought CJ Stroud was one of the things that most people would step up and be like, but we have a feeling about him, especially if you're doing this thing with Jaden Daniels on the other side of it where you go, man, he's top five. You've seen C.J. Stroud be that already.
Yeah.
And 1 year of having a bad offensive line put him at 17, that feels unbelievable. I'm not with none of this, just to answer your question here. And that made me mad. It made me upset. I'm going to be completely honest. It's supposed to be a Friday. I'm supposed to be feeling good. How can I get back to that? Well, one, I can't wait till 2 when the drive comes on and join them out there at, one more time because my brain is stupid.
Christian's tailgate.
Thank you. Out there in the Energy Quarter. But next, this time is where we typically hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape, and I know that'll make me feel better. What you got for us?
Yeah, so today is National Donut Day, I got a confession that I want to share. It's kind of a part two confession relating to National Donut Day. Plus, it's Beirut Black. 713-572-4610. We are actually having this conversation on social media.
And have been for a while, so we'll do that next.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there, and happy National Donut Day.
Mm. Heck yeah, man.
So today is National Donut Day.
Krispy Kreme,
baby. Let's go get some Shipley's.
Krispy Kreme, baby.
I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
Yeah, so speaking of Krispy Kreme, man, Lopez, you might want to go there today because they are giving everyone a free donut, any kind.
Really?
A free donut, no purchase is necessary. Just walk in and get you a donut.
So you can just go get one donut for free.
Yep. You ain't even got to buy nothing. Nope. And if you
take
do want
that.
If you do want to get some donuts.
Why would I want to go get a free donut if I don't want the donut?
So they are also doing a buy one, get one glaze deal.
Mm-hmm.
So your second dozen would be $2.
Their glazed is the best. I mean, it's the best.
That's the agree to disagree.
That's exactly where I am there, brother. Yeah. But I'm not going to do this argument for too much longer.
Also, Dunkin', I think Sean Pendergast is a Dunkin' guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Dunkin' guy. So they also got a deal where you get a free donut if you buy a coffee or any beverage.
Okay.
So happy National Donut Day. And this kind of leads to a confession. I have another confession that relates to this.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to play the drop, man. It's a confession.
Got
to
do it.
So I was on my way to work, and I found out it was National Donut Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should bring some donuts into the job.
Oh, look at you.
I was going to stop
at faucet count.
Yeah, I was going to stop at Shipley's to get a donut.
Yeah.
Or some donuts. Yeah. I was going to get some donuts. I'm like, you know what? I pulled over. I went to the Shipley's in Third Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled up in the drive-thru. It was like 10 cars ahead of me.
Of course it is, because people want
I'm
Shipley.
Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, man. So
the people know what's good.
So the one thing I did, I never did this, and we talked about this with the restaurant when you go in, how long do you wait and all that stuff. So I set a timer on my watch. I'm like, I'm going to give it 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If two cars don't pull off in 3 minutes, like, if this line ain't consistent, then I'm out. 3 minutes was up, and nobody moved. I'm like, you know what, man? The fellas probably appreciate the thought.
The thought, I do. I do appreciate the thought.
Yeah, I was going to get some donuts, just put them in the kitchen, just for National Donut Day.
See, now, you was out here like, yo, that's how you do it. Krispy Kreme. Free donut on National Donut Day.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to raise your bet here, brother. Shipley Donuts is extending its celebration by offering a free donut deals every Friday through June.
Right.
Ooh,
how about that?
I like Shipley.
How about that?
I like Shipley's.
But it ain't.
But it ain't Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
it's better.
Clearly. So happy National Donut Day to everyone out there. Get you a donut or something.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so the question everybody on the internet wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
Is Babe Ruth black?
Everybody?
Everybody want to know. The 713, including his family, 713-572-4610. So Babe Ruth, he popped up on the social media streets as far as the conversation about is he black, mm-hmm. is he Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
and everybody posted pictures.
Who said that?
Yeah, a couple people said that. Man.
That's wild.
I see somebody say Babe Rodriguez.
Babe Rodriguez.
Yeah, wild. So they show the video, and I kind of like that they do this where they post an old black and white video and make it color.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so they show him swinging the bat and all that, and he had some waves on the side of his head.
Oh, no, he definitely had that in any picture. we'll show you that.
Show me a white guy with some waves like that.
Oh, no, the white guys have waves like that, too.
There's some waves, maybe not exactly the 360s, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Those look like some Puerto Rican waves.
All right.
I ain't going to lie to you. So I ran across this, I want to say it was an interview with Torre and Bomani Jones, and Torre asked the question. Do you think Babe Ruth is black?
You think Babe Ruth was black, and does it matter?
It does matter. And I don't know if Babe Ruth is black, but I will say this. If you look at a picture of, say, what's my man's name? Walter White. Old school NAACP.
Yes.
To whoever's listening to this, go pull up a picture. If that man is black. How is Babe Ruth not? And they are contemporaries. Like, we have to remember, who we looked at and said was black was much different then than it is now. You drive Jadis. I would call these cats like him the Opelousas All-Stars. You drive Babe Ruth off at Opelousas, Louisiana. He has to explain white, if white is what he is going to explain.
Side note, well, it's not a side note, but this is one of my favorite theories and conspiracies.
This is the one that you got?
This is up there with the Stevie Wonder can see.
Yeah. Oh, it's been out there forever, man.
No, it has. Yeah. And I mean, it's because, like, there's certain features that, as I was kind of pointed to, like, that, you know, very much associated with black, especially in a time period where we were very, very strict on the ways that we define these things, especially as you go back to the one drop rule, so on and so forth. And, you know, Babe Ruth got, you know, he got that wide nose and such, and people will get to clamoring.
The waves in his hair.
Especially when you got a dude who's like really damn good. It's like, nah, man, that's ours. That's ours.
Everybody wants, I think he's Hispanic.
You think so? You think he's
not
Hispanic?
Really. Not okay. Really.
Oh, he's just trying to claim him.
But I would, to your point, like, everybody wants him. Everybody wants.
Babe was very good, and I mean, also to that end, like, though, if he did have some, like, black within his family, and I was looking back on Wikipedia for whatever that's worth to you. I mean, family's from Baltimore, parents or grandparents supposedly from Germany. So like that is what is, you know, on paper, on record as, you know, his parentage and everything. But if you did have some level of black within your family, like that notion of white passing would be very important, like, in changing your life, especially if you have a capability of passing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The German thing is what people have always said, because I forget the term, but there is a you know, darker skinned, wavy hair, German, you know, sort of culture, society, whatever you would call it. So that's what I've always, now I've always thought of this when, because this discussion came out when I was in college or high school or whatever. And I always remember, my father actually used to love talking about the one time he saw Babe Ruth play in San Antonio, because they had all these barnstorming tours. And Babe Ruth was barnstorming with the Negro League All-Stars. And they played a game in San Antonio. And my dad got to see Babe Ruth play and all that stuff. And then I come to find out he barnstormed with the Negro Leagues and the All-Stars like 4 or 5 years in a row. And would pay
felt pretty comfortable with him, huh?
And would pay those players, and would pay those players to play with him on the tour.
Right. He probably was talking to him. I'm in the MLB, y'all. Hey, you should be playing with us. How you get over there?
Unbelievable. Nah, and obviously these are the parts of the place where people get to trying to do some, like, oh well, is he? Because, like, obviously, yeah, very very open in a time period where maybe not everybody. Well, not maybe. Not everybody was on that same time.
Very soft spot in his heart for the Negro Leagues.
Yeah, he kind of see.
All I'm saying,
he kind of see himself in.
All I'm saying, yeah, he was very much had a soft spot in his heart for the Negro League players.
See, like, and I can see the people who try to, like, actually make the, you know, the logical argument that okay, maybe he was like a white passing, and then the funniest part to me is the people that, like, make the far flung. Like, I know that Desus and Miro, particularly the kid Miro, who is Dominican in his own right, like, he's done things like, nah, Babe Ruth was Dominican. Like, as a baseball player, he's Dominican. I was like, all right, guys, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So we talked about the Pacers and how they always find a way to come back and beat teams in the final minutes, which is pretty amazing. I think it's a damn good job by them. I think we got to talk about the opposite with this one. So the Texas Rangers, they lost to the Tampa Bay Rays in Rangers fashion.
Yep.
I want to say the score was 4-3, and they were up 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. And here's what it sounded like on the Rays broadcast when they lost in Rangers fashion.
Man, just ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly, ugly.
Did y'all want to hear the Rangers TV broadcast?
I would love to.
Sure.
Well, here you go.
Here we go. Bouncer, right side. Semien is there. Garcia was late covering. And now the winning run to the plate. Oh, no.
That's right.
Two infield ground balls win the game. With two out.
Damn, losing on two infield ground balls is real nasty work, in fact, because that very much speaks to, hey, man, defense, y'all want to do something?
He said they were late to cover. There was no one covering.
There was nobody covering. Yeah, it was nobody
like,
there.
Like, at all. Late to cover, what?
Yeah, so when I saw this, I was thinking, like, damn. Like, I felt like that's kind of familiar. Didn't they have a loss like this before?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the loss from earlier this year when they were facing the Giants. And you want to see a little lead home run?
Oh, wow.
Remember this?
1-2. Taps this one to third. And he throws it down the right field line. Robinson's on the move. And he is going to stop. No, now he's going to go to third. Here's the throw. It gets by him. Here comes Ramos. This game is over. The Giants win the game on a little league home run.
Did you put the music in the background?
Yeah, I did, man. I think it was the perfect time to play some Benny Hill music.
That's funny, man.
How did they keep losing like that, man?
Because they are M-A-L-O bad.
Yeah. They are malo. They are.
They've had a lot of troubles, which, again, like looking at the Rangers over the last few years, like there was a question when they won in 23, like, all right, is this going to be a fluke or is this who they are now? And it's really starting to look, if not starting, it's probably, it's really looking like, hey, man, that y'all just, they found a little bit of gold in a mountain of you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it feels like at this point because they are having a lot of rough. I mean, with a lineup that you thought, like, hey, man, there's some dudes on there that's pretty tough.
There are some good players. It's an embarrassment.
It's the way they lose.
Yes.
Like, it'd be one thing if you was losing, like, the Rockies or something like that, but. Damn, you losing with two outs in the ninth inning like this?
Because you didn't cover.
Like, not even just a home run or something like that.
Yeah. Two infield grounders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do they also need to fire, like, other people? Because I remember they fired the hitting coaches. Other people need to get fired within this? Is that what needs to happen for the Rangers there? Either way, they're sitting in third in the division, a good five and a half games back of your Houston Astros, who are top the AL West at this moment. And somebody was saying, We called them war babies in Germany. Served there. All right, I see. But from the 713 said, as long as we have Henry, Hank, Aaron, we're good. And I said, don't forget Josh Gibson as well, because Josh Gibson.
Yeah, no, I think we definitely good. I think we just being greedy at this point.
Being greedy.
We being greedy.
Greedy. All right, that's another fantastic iteration of Figgy's Mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, 120 p.m. every day, in fact. At the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something that is mixtape worthy, see, and Fig might shout you out. But coming up next, we get ready to chat with the fellas of The Drive that are broadcasting live from Christian's Tailgate out there in the Energy Corridor. Aren't you proud of me for remembering the name?
Christian's Tailgate.
There you go. We'll do that next. Oh, it's been a fun Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us all day long. And here in a little bit, we'll talk with the fellas that are out at Christian's Tailgate in the Energy Quarter right there off of Highway 6 for stop number 10 of the 610 Crawfish Tour. So I'm excited because I'm about to go out there and meet the five fellas. But we'll see what they've got going on here in a second. Before we get there, I did want to let you know that the Astros had added to themselves a little bit by – that's a really weird way of saying that, but you get what I mean. They signed Cooper Hummel, a utility player – to a minor league deal, mind you, minor league deal to join Sugarland. And I don't know what I actually make of this. Is there anything to be made of it for you? This is a guy who been in the majors since 2022. I mean, this guy is, how old is he again? I mean, this would be his age 31 season. He's played, played some outfield, corner outfield, played a little bit of, I mean, he caught in the 2022 season, in fact, which I find to be kind of interesting, but never been an offensive, like never been a bat worth really much discussion in the four seasons that he's played. Obviously, he was with the Astros in 24 for a period. He had 8 at-bats, played a couple of games, 6 games rather, with the Astros. So bring him back in, just add him to the AAA roster. I imagine his depth, but I can't imagine that this means anything of real consequence for the Astros.
No, that's it. Let's see. Let's see. Like a lot of teams, probably were interested in him. But that's about where it would probably end with me anyway.
Yeah, I was like, with the guy who's kind of maybe primarily an outfielder, does that maybe make you consider what they might be thinking for like Chaz or something? That's the only place where I start wondering, like, are they trying to add a level of depth because of things like that?
Don't sleep on Jacob Melton, man.
I mean, he's been good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good about him to this point, where if you need him to continue playing, he has not looked overmatched by any means to this point.
No, I don't think so. I think he's put himself, he's been high on the list. A lot of people have been expecting him, had high expectations, hadn't really disappointed. And so I think that definitely he's going to be in the mix.
Yeah. So that is a little addition, a little bit of news. Now, I wouldn't say that it's anything particularly huge or anything to write home about, but something that is happening with your Astros as they're back in action tonight. They will be on the road out there in Cleveland. But this, one of the things we talk about with the Rockets, I want to mention them real quick because this is an offseason that is worth watching to see what they do. You see the teams that are in the finals, teams that are, that were really young, that kind of built their teams up from being in similar places as the Rockets are right now. Mm-hmm. And there they are in the finals. This is where the Rockets aspire to be in some time, especially kind of like the Oklahoma City Thunder, where
More
so that way. So what are they going to do this offseason has been a, prevailing conversation and question, and potential trades have popped up here and there. And the Rockets have been thrown around in a lot of rumors. And I want to ask you if that has anything
to do with it. A lot of new twists in this whole discussion.
If their name is just kind of getting thrown in things now because of all of the assets they have and they're being used as leverage, or do you think that this is a thing? Because one of the things that popped up a couple days ago, and it popped up in one of those ways that I don't know what to do with, because it was on one of these aggregator accounts, NBA Central, that I think people have gotten used to utilizing, but I'm like, I don't believe that, like, they don't have reporting power that would move me. So I'm like, who is reporting this? And they, in this instance, they're quoting Nets Daily, which is a blog in its own right. So I'm like, who are they getting this from? And I tried to go down the rabbit hole, didn't get a good grasp of it.
You never found it, did you?
So I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Yes. However, the rumor that they threw out there, and I will phrase it as that, a rumor, is that the Cam Johnson could be up for grabs from the Brooklyn Nets. Cam Johnson, 6'8", shooter, not great defensively, but, clearly, absolutely a shooter. The two teams that they discussed as possible, suitors, the Toronto Raptors and the Houston Rockets. Again, I don't know where the reporting is. I can't even get close to trying to substantiate anything like this. However, just in theory, especially in this place, if you were not making a big move, a swing for like a Giannis or a KD at the very top, could something like a Cam Johnson get you interested? We talked about this in a hypothetical situation before. Now you're in a place where there's people trying to throw this up as a possibility. How would you feel about adding him now that you look at where the Rockets are after the postseason run?
Yeah, look, I'm with you. First of all, let me be very clear here. I saw this, and we actually talked about it yesterday, I believe.
Off air.
When aggregator quotes aggregator who reports from aggregator, I'm generally like, all right. Sure. Okay. So I don't buy it, first of all, that this has got any legs to it. Where I am with it, though, is if it does become one of those things, and you're right, this is where like any little report or rumor like this, has to be some level of feasible. It's because the Rockets have so much to offer. Like, they're going to be in everybody's discussion. Well, what about the Rockets? Let's talk to them. So some level of being feasible. I don't think this could ever happen here because we know, I shouldn't say ever, but I think it's very unlikely that it could happen here because we know what Rafael Stone has said about the standards and the compromise that Ime Udoka would have when it comes to defense. And if you're going to maybe sacrifice a little bit of defense, whether it's on the outside or the inside with a big trade, why would you do it here? Why would you do this with a – even though you need the shooting, why would you do it here?
Yeah, he'd be a $20.5 million player next season, two more years on his deal. And, I mean, he can shoot the rock, 39% three-point shooter over last season. And, I mean, the season before, a slight tick above that as well. I'm just like, where do you match the salaries in order to get him involved here in order to get that shooting?
Are you in the same place?
Interestingly enough, because I think earlier on in the season I was interested, but I feel like with you where you are as a team and you still need shooting in a desperate way. I know that they want to get Reed more involved, but somebody with a level of height, I'd be interested in seeing how you would fit Cam into a defensive situation there, especially if he is not so much of your offense that, you know, he dictates or mandates being on the floor. So, again, this is one of those things that I was like, huh, that's interesting that it's out there just kind of generally. But I don't know that I see the salary match, unless you're talking about like Dylan Brooks. And at that point, do you really even want to do that? Because Dylan Brooks feels like he gives you enough shooting while also giving you a lot more when it comes to mentality and defense. But I was like, oh, okay. Well, that is interesting that's a rumor that's out there. But more than anything, that makes me go, okay, the Rockets are in such a place where teams are just, or rumors are just going to throw them into all of these things because it makes the rumor sound good because the Rockets have so much available to get out here and utilize if they were to do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned Reed Sheppard, too. They're going to clearly try to implement his game into things. So you still need a presence on the defensive side, especially, we talked about it, when he's on the floor. Yeah, you don't want to sacrifice too much defensively.
Yeah. We mentioned this a little bit earlier when it comes to, like, the New York Knicks kind of being highly regarded in all this. Does that make you change kind of your stance a little bit? Because I know you were on the idea.
I'm very high on Giannis.
You're high on Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis coming to the Rockets.
The idea that the New York Knicks is supposedly going to, like, throw out preparing themselves
for a tsunami type trade,
which is still such a weird way. how is that your descriptor?
It's a tsunami.
Tsunami type?
Yeah.
Right? But you throw out that kind of, if they throw out a big trade, if they're, you know, trying to utilize Jason Kidd as a level of draw, if you're going to have to, like, try and, you know, do a little level of bidding with the New York Knicks, does that change your excitement or enticement of the Rockets maybe getting involved to try and acquire Giannis?
Not really. I think he could be that important to this team, and you have the assets. You can get in a bidding war, and people don't want to get in a bidding war with you. I think where the problem is, where the hurdle is it, you know, you mentioned it earlier, like Giannis and Jason Kidd have an incredible relationship. Maybe there is no such thing as being able to counterbid.
Yeah, maybe not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.